Hi, my name is Emmy, and this week I'll be reading the scripture. So what are we going to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Won't he also freely give us all things with him? Who will bring a charge against God's elect people? It is God who acquits them. Who is going to convict them? It is Christ Jesus who died, even more was raised, and who also is at God's right side. It is Christ Jesus who also pleads our case for us. Who will separate us from Christ's love? Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? But in all these things, we win a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or anything other that is created.
This Pride Month, we are guided by the music of Mark Miller. His inspirational and inclusive hymns help define us as a congregation, reminding us of who we seek to be. For all the songs our congregation knows so well, there's one I'd like to introduce to you that is new to us. Child of God was written as a response to the brokenness of the world. I'll let Mark tell the story.
That one came directly as a consequence of the trial of Frank Schaeffer. Of course, you'll remember him, Brad. Frank Schaeffer, who in 2014, I believe, held a service of commitment, married his son to his son's partner, and then was brought up on trial. And I found that out. It was a morning, it was a Thursday morning, and I was furious. I was incensed. I was really pissed off. I couldn't believe that they would do this. Of course, you know, maybe I was naive. So I ran to the shower, took a shower, and as I was taking the shower, these words came to me: no matter what anyone says, I'm a child of God. I got out, I went over to the piano, and I started playing this melody. And it, within 10 minutes, the song came out. And so that song has always been, Child of God has always had kind of the protest, understanding of protest, and think back on it, that I've written in that light. You know, I've never really wanted to write music that confronts. Sometimes I feel like I'm a gentle confronter, or maybe some friends would might call it passive aggressive, but I feel like that song for me is this understanding that we are children of God no matter what anyone says.
About me, I am a child. church says. Decisions, pronouncements on you. You are a child. You are a child of God. And there is nothing, or no one who can separate. They can't separate you from the truth. Someone, you are family, you are meant to be a child of God. You are a child.
When confronted with the brokenness and separation, Mark responded with music. And today, his music and the scriptures that inform it encourage us. And I, for one, could use some encouragement. Existing is not easy right now. I'm not talking about having to wipe down my groceries and wear a mask. That's manageable. The fear and uncertainty of the pandemic is layered with chanting in the streets, the death of black and brown bodies, and as we celebrate Pride Month, we're reminded of the continued oppression of LGBTQ people around our country and around the world and in our own denomination. This is hard, uncomfortable stuff. And for all the times and ways we could ignore it, that really isn't an option anymore. So we need to talk. Not just you and me. We all need to talk to each other. And the conversations the world needs right now are not easy. I mean, it's almost a self-preservation instinct to avoid discussing the brokenness we see. Pride Month asks us to look at the ways our world, our systems, our denomination, even our congregation and ourselves have not been just in their treatment of LGBTQ people. Black Lives Matter asks us to address the ways those of us who are white benefit at the expense of those who are not, asking us to dismantle racism in the systems, structures, and even our hearts. These are not easy conversations. And those of us who don't have to have those conversations, we might question why we should, forgetting that LGBTQ people and people of color don't have the luxury of deciding if they will or won't discuss who God created them to be and how they experience the world. Those conversations are not a choice for them. As we take pride in a God who loves all people, it is a good time to re-examine and recommit to the foundational principle that drives our call to do the hard things, to have the hard conversations, to do the hard self-work, and to do it all in and with love. We need to remember why. No matter what they say or think about you, you are a child of God. Those words are both comfort and invitation. For those who are weary of judgment, who are hurt by marginalization, who question themselves, their worth, or their place in this world, hear the affirmation. You are a child of God. And it is not just the lyrics to the hymn that offer this reassurance. It is the promise of Scripture. The closing of Romans 8 is a declaration of your worth in the eyes of God, a commitment and covenant of a relationship between who we are and the divine. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Just take a second and really hear that. Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or any other thing that is created. These are words to turn to. They are a promise to hold on to. And one of the best things we can do for ourselves and for each other, one of the best things we can do is share this promise in every way we can. To make sure that when difficult moments or societal judgments come, we have this promise in the core of our being. I had the chance to ask Mark Miller when this promise of God's love took root in his soul, when he truly knew he was loved by God, and he shared this story.
When I was 15, I was 15 when I came out to my dad, and I was adopted as a baby and raised by my parents who are white and have brothers and sisters who are white and black and Korean. That's just the multicultural family we grew up in, which was unusual in the 70s. It became cross-cultural adoption and, you know, mixed race families is more of an, you don't look at it as uncommon as it was when we were being raised. But my parents showed me unconditional love. You know, my dad, when I came out to him in his church office, 1983. He said, "You are loved. Your mother and I love you no matter what, and God loves you no matter what." And I knew that. I had already known that, but that confirmation, especially as a teenager, was, I can't underestimate what that was. But that, I literally have to go back to those places, you know, where I know I'm loved and accepted. I'll start crying if I think about it right now. You know, we hear about George Floyd and his murder and the fact that he cried out to his mother, probably one of the last things he said while he had consciousness. And I think, for those of us who have been blessed enough to have people in our lives who show us that unconditional love, it's not only a blessing, but it's part of the gift carrying forward that we show that unconditional love.
Such a powerful moment Mark was willing to share with us. I appreciate his vulnerability and his truth. Might we all look upon every child with such love, which is the intention of this scripture. Like I said, it is both comfort and invitation. Our invitation isn't just to tell others that God loves them. The invitation is to see each person as a loved child of God. To see each person and remember that nothing will separate them from the love of God. That's a new way to see the world. To do so invites us to treat people as beloved. To recognize their inherent worth and honor it in our actions and interactions. There is also a deeper invitation present in seeing others as children of God. If we truly see each and every person as a beloved child of God, we are called to make a better world for them. To seek an end to the separation and the judgments and the pronouncements and the disparate systems and the marginalization. We are called to create a world that reflects love for every person. And the work and change the world needs right now is not easy. And yeah, it's kind of a self-preservation instinct to avoid having to change the brokenness we see because it will demand things of us. which is why I return again to the insightful framing Mark Miller has offered us in his music today. Listen to the growth of the message. No matter what people say about me, no matter what people say about you, no matter what the world or church says, Mark begins by giving us words to affirm our worth, that we might find our own healing. You know, last weekend on the Sesame Street Town Hall on racism, the mayor of Atlanta reminded us that hurt people hurt people. We are invited to find our own healing, affirmation, and worth, and use that as a starting point. That in the security of being loved, we might more easily love others. Which is what Mark then invites us to do in verse 2 of the hymn. To look at another person, whomever it might be, as the lyrics bring us to affirm them and their worth. You are a child of God. We say it to remind ourselves as much as to remind them. Now we're not alone. Now they are not alone. And then we turn together to the world and its institutions to remind ourselves and others that there is something better to be had. That despite the world's efforts and effects, God's love is more powerful than the brokenness we experience. And so we are invited to take comfort and hear an invitation. To take comfort in God's perfect and unending love for all of us, and to respond to that love by seeing others just as beloved as we are. That together we might create a world in which nothing and no one would separate us from the truth that we are someone. We are family. We are meant to be a child of God.